anyways, we got the warning this morning on the news that good chance things are going to go skyrocketing here after the long weekend in September. That's pretty interesting. Derek, he's a bit of an experimenter as well, V5SD. I'd imagine he can share a lot of information there back and forth there with you guys. So, and what you're trying to do, and maybe he's already done it there. So, he's always experimenting with different things and that sort of thing. He's got several different pies and nodes and everything else all connected up here and working on the network really good. So, he's got a very nice setup at his QTH. Seen his pictures there and so forth. Beautiful. Anyways, over you, Tim, if you're still listening there. And then, Graham, take it away. V5 Tango Bravo Foxtrot. V5 RJM. Still there, Tim?
Yeah, we're still here on the road here, headed for the first job site here, making my way through the city here, over the tracks and lights and everything else. Yeah, no, I'm just going to be on the side here listening to everything there. And you know, as far as the experimenting, a lot of things have been figured out and discovered by guys like us, you know, experiment with different things. Anyway, back to you, John.
Well, you know, it's really funny how things work out sometimes. In 2004, my psychiatrist at the time was prescribed with some medication for my ADHD. But he was also working on something called micro tremors in the eyes. And I discovered, much to my amazement, that it was actually, at the end of the day, trauma. Once I dealt with the trauma, my vision cleared up to the point where my brand new reading glasses, I actually had to get the script redone. That's how much my vision cleared up. And all the things like my memory and all sorts of other pardon me. It's amazing, especially when you put neurodivergence into it.
Time out.
One of my projects in September that I'll be working on. So,
no worries there, mate. You take care, have a good one, do what you need to do, and then you can come home and relax and chill out there. And I'm going to continue doing exactly that. I've got the RF board wired up, and I'm going to hook it up now to the little ESP and see, load the program and see what happens there. V5RJ M1JT.
Yeah, roger. So are you loading up Linux based on a Pi or something? Is that what you're doing there? Maybe the new Debian 13 there version, Trixie? Is that what you're doing there? And then what script are you actually wanting to get going there on that, if that's the case? Or are you doing something different with radio or something like that there, John? I didn't quite understand what you're actually doing there. That device that you mentioned there, I'm not familiar with it, so I'll have to look it up there on the internet there, see what you're actually doing there. So I'm always curious what other people are doing, so fine business on sharing that with us this evening there for you, and this morning here for me. So back to you, John.
Yeah, roger there, Andy, no worries. No, like I said, I'm just doing this thing. What I've got is an analog device, is ADF4350, a frequency source, signal source. It goes from 35 meg to 4,500 meg in continuous sweep. So it makes a great wideband, local oscillator, all sorts of SDR experiments. And we do quite a lot of work in. I do a lot of development and also a lot of research into that, amongst other things, including neurodiversity and trauma along that as well, which is actually my primary focus at the moment. Just sort of taking a break from that and sort of mixing things up a little bit with a few projects, and then I get back into the real research. But we're going to hook it up to an ESP32. It's a little microcontroller. Hang on. Oh, yeah, it's a little ESP32, or in this case, it'll be an ESP8266 node MCU with a little 0.96-inch OLED on it. I've got a little Roboturi encoder as well. I'm going to hook and get the code help with the help of the AI and build a little programmable signal generator. Back to you.
A bit like a two-part epoxy that you don't, once you stop stirring it hardens.
that sort of line, but anyway, still investigating and making some interesting progress. Back to you.
Yeah, V5RJM, interesting stuff. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Well, you know, if you find something, you never know. You might come upon something that nobody else has figured out there. And I suppose, I guess that's probably the goal, I guess, you know, to intertwine all this stuff and try to, you know, get some answers for some of the hypotenuse or whatever that you're working on. So, and with dementia and all that, there's always, you know, there's always stuff that they're looking for help in those fields. So that's awesome that you're getting involved with all that and doing all that work there. It takes time and all that sort of thing, and of course a little bit of money. So, fine business on doing that there. So I can see good things coming out of it there for you. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. Well, look, what started off as a personal journey became something a bit more, you know, we're talking about my brother, my family, and, you know, things like even to going to the extent of looking at migration past generational trauma and generational philosophy and how it's played out in society over several generations and why Australia is the way it is today. And it's definitely an ADHD nation. And as I keep telling you, the simple explanation is you've got smart people screwing smart people and making even smarter babies. And ASD and ADHD are part of evolution, and you can't get rid of it, otherwise we're all screwed. We basically become extinct with that. So that's a very major part of me, and I'm extremely ADHD because my direct polar opposite, my dark side, is a pure psychopath, and I'm a totally peace with him. And that's the best part for me, is that recently I achieved something called individuation. I'll read up on it. It's by Carl. Back to you, mate.
Well, you know, you've got a personal connection there, John, with that, and you know, that adds to, you know, your agenda, and yeah, if you find something that could help yourself and help others in your family and others outside your family even, it's something that would be a great asset there, that's for sure. Great achievement there. So you never know just where these things take you, you know. You get on one track and sometimes you hop over onto the other one and come across something different, you know. It's really, really one of those things, you know. Yeah, sometimes one thing, just like most things, you know, that has happened, you know, medicine and health, people have came across and slipped across diagnoses and you know, healthcare benefits that help quite a few people just by fluke, just because they were active in the field and researching something, but skipped the track and revealed something else. So you never know what's going to happen around the corner there. Over.
V5RJMVK1JT. Well, mate, 4 years ago I turned my television off, and for the last 4 years I've done nothing but study in my own way and processing it in my own way, because I don't fit the standard learning model. So I do things a little bit differently, and I've got to do... I learn by doing, and that even means butting heads with the law, otherwise it just doesn't sink in, and I've got to try and get that message to these people that I've got to deal with in the legal system at the moment, and try and get them to understand that it wasn't a choice, it wasn't, you know, my fault or anything like that. It's just the way 51 years of being, you know, stuck in survival mode does to you, and... inner child basically doesn't mature. not so much grub, but doesn't mature. Had to deal with that, so all good and well. But what I've learned with that and how it fits in with neurodiversity, how trauma plays out, and then how I, my brother developed schizophrenia and I didn't. And instead it sort of developed into something